Blog Talk Radio.
Once is enough. That, of course, is Ice House with Electric Blue. For those people who have long memories, they will recall that that used to be my original theme song, Ivor Davies and Ice House with Electric Blue. So I thought, well, why not play it? And if you're going to play it, you play it until you get to the saxophone solo, and that's when you stop. You certainly don't hit it again and go, we're going to do it again. Anyway, there you go. So here we are on the radio for a team of voices. Great group on allpoetry.com, and of course you do head towards a team of voices on allpoetry.com. The person standing at the door waiting to let you into our group is none other than Deborah Lee. Hi Deb, how are you?
I am well, how are you?
Excellent. Now, for those of you who have not played this game before, it's worth noting that Deb is the expert. She has read more of my poems than just about anybody alive, including 1,200 of them. And so if anybody knows that there's a secret hidden piece of APism, it is Deb. However, we do have two players that are almost semi-professional, one has to say, at the game of Tic Mac Pod. And if I had to choose two players who knew my writing better than most, I would say Lady A would be one. Hello, Lady A. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. I hope you're well.
Excellent. I am. And then I would say, very similar universe of knowledge and understanding is none other than Wayne. How are you, Wayne?
Fine. How do I get into your brain?
Excellent.
When I read the poems, I can tell it's you in there because I see your brain and they're working.
Well, there you go. Well, there's all sorts of theories about, you know, what's my poem and what's not my poem. Now, of course, each of you do get a chance to bounce a one particular poem off our expert Deb, but only one chance. And we have to do two important things before we kick off. We have to work out what all the poems are about, and the poems tonight are about fire.
Fire
is the theme. And so there will be one poem by the great Edgar Allan Poe, or an extract thereof, of a piece on fire by Poe. There will be four poems by somebody else, and there will be four poems by me on fire of the nine. Lady A, did you want to be O's or X's this fine Eve?
Well, I think I'm going to be an X this time, please and thank you.
Okay. We can make you an X, Lady A, but makes sense.
I think the O's.
Me. And Wayne, that makes you O, yes. Now, Wayne, this is the point in the show where the Australian bit comes in, which is we have to flip a coin to work out who goes first. Now, normally this makes a big difference in the world of tic-tac-toe with noughts and crosses. Doesn't seem to make any difference at all in this game. But anyway, I ask you, Wayne, do you want to be the platypus or the queen?
The platypus.
All right, here it goes. The coin is up. Oh, shucks. It went on the floor.
Okay, oh,
now it is the queen. Somehow appropriately, really. He says, picking it up. And so, Lady A.
Yes.
The good news is you are X's and you are going first. So, I now give you the choice of any poem that you like as long as it is between 1 and 9.
Number 5, please.
Number 5, so that's the middle square for those of us who don't have the board in front of us. Now, somebody got the TV on in the background?
Yeah.
Not me.
Got the TV on in the background. Anyway, I am going to put number 5 up on the board now, Lady A, and if I could get you to read that when you see it. And I may have put it on the wrong board. I've done that multiple times.
Okay.
Hold on.
Of wood and off parchment discards, curl orange fingers to jagged shards, and oily lacquer outside covers, inside fibers burst to other. A hymn of pain winds by score, wood is heated, no more raw. Surface etched ridges and valleys, fire chisels coal to grooves tally. Grains defiled till the last thread, crackling pieces to ashes spread. Remains coals blackened in pile, cold refrain within chorus resile.
There we go. Lovely read. Thank you, Lady A.
You're welcome. I'm going to say this is you, my darling.
Are you? And I can't get you to get some help and assistance at this point, Lady A. I always ask.
No, I don't think so. I think that there's a couple of AP-isms in here that I'm pretty sure it's you. See, now
okay.
The last contest, I was quite shaken by the whole thing, so my confidence is a little bit... Yes, so my confidence is what it should be, but I'm just going to read a couple of things. Yeah, no, I think this is you.
Okay, right on. Well, if you're absolutely convinced it's me, we'll go to the videotape and...
I'm hoping it's you.
And... See what that says, and the answer is yep, it's me. Yep, it's me.
Oh, wonderful.
Definitely me. Definitely me. So nice little poem to start with, though, Lady A. I mean,
I have the formula, so.
I understand. So it's but it's a nice little one to start with. So I'm just adding the game board now as we speak for those of you who are following along, and you'll see a bloody great big X in the centre there, Lady A. Fingers crossed.
Yes, and it was a very lovely poem too.
Yes, I thought it was. I thought it was, but then I'm sort of, you know, I'm sort of that way inclined about these things. Now, Wayne, I turn to you, the man of the O's.
Yes, yes.
And say you can have any number you like, Wayne. It's between 1 and 9, as long as it's not 5, because we've had that one.
I'll take 3.
That makes sense. No, no. 3 it is. We'll put that up on the board as we speak. And it's there now, I hope. We're starting with Bottomless Vales.
Let me see right here. Yes, I'm looking at it. Oh, yes. And
you got it there?
Yeah, it's refreshed, so it should be right there in front of me. But here it is, such as Bottom Vowels. Bottom Vowels.
Yep, that's it.
And it's one stanza. It was Bottom Vowels and
yep.
Boundless Floods and Chasms and Caves and Titan Woods with forms that no man can discover for the tears that rip all over. Mountains topple evermore into seas without a shore. Seas that restlessly aspire, surging into the skies of fire. Lakes that endlessly outspread, their lone waters still and chilly, with the snows of the lulling lily. Lulling lily. As far as I got right now, that's all I can see. Is that it?
And that's the end of the poem. That's all you've got, because that's all there is.
Okay, that's all I can see. That's it.
Yep, that's all good.
Well, it's a pretty good little poem here. Got some strange
Not
eyes.
A bad little poem. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. How about I'm going to say it's somebody else?
Well, now I can't. I have to ask for it. You've got Deb sitting there.
Let me ask Deb. Let me ask Deb to come here and help me a second. Let's get Deb to come here and see if she agrees.
You want to get Deb to help you?
Yes. See if she agrees with me or not.
There you go.
Okay.
We're your expert in. Deb, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Now, see, the word evermore being there is tricky because you could have been trying to use your skills to fool us, or this is Poe. So then I go to other spots, seas that relentlessly aspire, surging unto skies of fire. And something there says Poe. So, I agree with you that it's not AP, but I don't think it's somebody else either.
It's Poe?
It
ain't dark enough.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
It doesn't seem to be dark enough for Poe.
But, like I said, he's used words to fool us before, so I tried to ignore the evermore, and I went... After that.
Thank you, expert. So, Wayne, you have now used your expert's opinion, but it's, of course, your choice.
I think we picked that there more just because it makes it Poe. I think it's going to be somebody else. I still think somebody else in my mind.
You still think it's somebody else?
Against Deb.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, I hate to go against Deb, but I just don't. I don't think Evermore being in post song poem.
Don't worry about going against
else.
Me.
Evermore coming. She won't fuck a Poe, but I think he got that out. He picked that out just to get us. Yes, you know, so I think that's what I'm thinking, because I don't think he picking that Poe out with two Evermores in it. I don't see it being Poe. But it could be.
I can't change your mind because I was thinking the same thing about Evermore. But if you read from that work, from Into Seas Without a Shore on, it's got... Anyway, I'm going to shut up
it's
now.
It's not very dark. I think Poe be a little bit darker than this, I would think. It's because it's not kind of like...
So, Wayne, we can't change your mind. It's somebody else.
Yeah, I'm going to live and die by the sword.
Okay, here we go. We got a videotape, and the answer is...
I should have known better.
Damn, it's not
somebody else. To knock somebody else.
Interesting.
So, let me go and put a little marker on that and say that we've had a guess, but number three. But it is, look, that's the strangest circle I've ever seen in all my life. Hold on, I'll do that again. That's sort of better. So let me go and put that up on the board now so that everybody can see exactly where we're up to with the board. And we shall, of course, come back to that poem, should need be, in the final round after we've gone and guessed every other one. And let's see the board now. So I've just added that to the screen. It should be okay. Should allow me to post it. And Lady A, that's a good looking board for you, I've got to say, at this point. Where do you want to head next?
Well, I think I'm going to go to number six.
Number six. We can do that. We can do number six. And number six is three stanzas, and it is coming up board now, and it is starting with the smallest of explosions is the starting point of this pump.
Okay. Smallest of explosions in relative terms, few small bangs, major problem discerns. As this was a reactor, the rods contain, but not if water is no longer restrained. And there was smoke below, followed by flames, which workers each had minute minutes to tame, as that was their full quota of radiation, and after that, another worker at station. The evacuation stretched miles to years, and some countryside forever hot will sear. Fires can be large in size and in power, and when radioactive, things rapidly sour. Well, I know, okay, so I don't think this is Poe because nuclear reactors weren't there then.
I have to say.
Pardon me?
I think that's a fair piece of deduction right there.
Yes. I'm going to say that it's you because there were a couple of isms in there, and I'm pretty sure that it's you.
I can get you some help, Lady A, in the form of Deb to assist you with this particular guest.
Deb, I really appreciate you and all, but I'm going to go with my secret formula.
No, you don't. No, no. Well, let's roll out the secret sauce. We'll go to the videotape, and we'll see what it says.
Okay.
It would be me. I mean, let's be honest, there's not a lot of poets who write about Chernobyl. Let's be honest about this. You know, it's exactly the sort of, you know, the most popular poetry subject known to person kind. So if there is going to be a poem about Chernobyl, it's probably not unreasonable to suspect it might be somebody like me. So, well done, Lady A. It's certainly a fine start here. And I'm just going to put up the board now so you can see that the start is as fine and dandy as it will be. And meanwhile, that then gives me a chance to talk to Wayne and say, Wayne, you've got
aboard sitting in front of you.
Oh, I got myself in a low hole tonight, it looks like.
It looks like this.
I gotta go block.
You can go wherever.
Was number four. Let's go four.
It would seem number four would make some sense. So let us go for the block to number four. And there is two stanzas, which I'm about to put on the board. Two stanzas. And the stanza starts with, get this right in a minute. The stanza starts with, let my home fall down.
There is right there in front of me. All right, it goes like this. Let my home fall down. If I can't have it, then no one will. I'm so sick of standing still. It's my time to shine. A future does not exist in my faces you won't miss. Watch as the fire consumes you. Explosions bow to all to the ground. There is no point in fighting. A fate worse than dying. As dead in this land shall haunt you to the end. End?
In time. Nice and slick.
Got a little bit of rhyme. Starts out with rhyme and
those
free verse.
And a little bit of free verse as well. A little bit of a combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you thinking? What?
I don't know what to think. If they shoot you, you're trying to throw us off because I don't think it's your style, but it's not a post out. It would be somebody else unless you're trying to fool everybody, but I'm going to go to somebody else.
You go to somebody else? I can't convince you that
unless you're trying to...
Well, I can't
so you,
dead,
you,
so
you could
I,
do this. But...
I can't convince you. Your mind, Wayne?
No, I don't... I can't see you writing this unless you're just trying to be make a point. So I'd have to go with somebody else.
You can go to somebody else. Okay, well, let us go to videotape. And for the first O on the board, the answer is... But there were little bits of me in there, I thought, Wayne. Just a little bit.
Hey, you don't know,
what
it's not your style. I know it ain't Bo.
No, well, that's true. Well, the interesting thing about this being somebody else is that this is actually a poem by Ava Taylor.
Ava
Taylor. This is my 15-year-old.
So
a little bit of writing from her. And as you can see, she does a little bit of combination of rhyme, a little bit of combination of free verse. Aspiring writer.
She's a very good poet. Tell her.
I think
she's excellent poet.
It wasn't bad, was it? Yeah, no, it was a great piece. And so that is an A.A. Taylor piece, which is kind of fun.
Right.
So now... I turn to you, Lady A, and I say, I'm just going to put the board up on the page so everybody can see, because that whole middle has now been taken, so to speak. And always good to have a piece by Ava, I have to say, in the program. So, there we go. We've got an O and two X's on the board in the middle, which would mean that you have to choose something other than the middle row, Lady A. Do you want 1, 2, 7, 8, or 9?
I will pick 1, please.
Number 1. Number 1 it is, and there's 2 stanzas, starting with and only, when you see it, Lydia. And you should be able to see it now.
Okay. Oh. Okay, let me see. And only where the forest fires have sped, scorching relentlessly the cool northlands, a sweet wildflower lifts its purple head, and like some gentle spirit sorrow-fed, it hides the scars with almost human hands. And only to the heart that knows of grief, of desolating fire, of human pain, there comes some purifying sweet relief, belief, some fellow feeling beautiful, if brief. And life revives and blossoms once again.
There you go. Nice read. Good poem. What are you thinking, Lady A?
Well, I'm not sure about this one. Well, I'm thinking it's either you or someone else who is Australian, because I'm thinking it is about the fires that took place. However, it doesn't have the isms that I'm looking for.
I'm back, Lady A. I disappeared. The last I heard was that you were not sure. And then my line stopped and I was gone. But I'm back.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking that it has, it's either you or another Australian, because I'm thinking this is about the fires that took place. Now, that was very recent. And so to have a poet be published with regard to that kind of happening is probably unusual to be famous enough to be put in this game. So, and only to the heart that knows of grief, of desolating fire, of human pain, there comes some purifying sweet belief. Some fellow feeling beautiful in brief, if brief. Dear me, I'm really kind of stumped here. You know, I've never used a helpline, but I think I'm going to ask
you. No,
you
haven't. Okay, well, I'm going to put the drum roll out. There you go, Deb.
Okay. Well, for starters, I don't think this poet is Australian because, I mean, not always, but I always hear it referred to as brush fire there, not forest fire. So I'm thinking somewhere else. Not that that has anything to do with anything. So somewhere else.
Well, you know what? You have a real point there. That's for sure. Because they
now,
are more brush.
Wildfires, brush fires, but forest fires is what hit me first as making me think it's not AP. Now, other words in there. Well, see, my smarty pants thinks I already know one of the other responses. And if I was correct on that response, then by logic, this would just be someone else.
Yeah, I have to, I'm
although
meaning
this
that.
Although someone else is good at dark writing. So that would be my guess, but.
Well, there's one line that makes me think it's AP, but the rest of them don't.
Well, sometimes if you stop overthinking the words and go with how it feels, there comes some purifying sweet belief, some fellow feeling beautiful. In brief, it could be a chick that wrote it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's my guess.
Thank you.
So,
you know,
have the,
I'm gonna go out on a. I'm risking. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Go your gut.
Yeah, I'm gonna say AP.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let us go to the videotape, Lady A, and I can tell you that the answer is.
Yeah, the second round give it away. The second round give it away.
No, no, Peter said you, it's not me. So,
AP. AP, the North Lands are hot. They're not cold in Australia.
Anyway,
the cool North Lands and the North Lands are hot.
Peter said yes, that it's not me. So anyway, I'm going to put the board back up again so that we can see where we're up to here. And we can see, and I should say too that there's never ever been a draw so far in the whole history of Tic-Mac-Po. Now that could change today. I'd be quite excited if it does, but you know, there you go. That's just me. It's the statistical piece of me that says it's so incredibly unlikely we haven't had a draw so far. So that is now the board. Wayne, I turn to you. And I say, where do you want to go next? It's either 2, 7, 8, or 9. What do you think, Wayne? Hello, Wayne.
I'm sorry. I picked number 7.
Yeah. Number 7. Okay, number 7
is. Isn't that true that the Northlands in Australia is hot and not cool?
Yes.
Second line.
Four stanzas, Wayne. You've got a longer one here.
Okay.
Four stanzas.
Oh.
And it's now up on the board. I'm hoping.
Okay. Right.
And it starts with smoke gathered.
There it is, right there. And it goes like this. Smoke gathered on the ridge. It turned to circle right, waiting for winds to go. Assume away from bright. It scurried toward a flank, leapt as it hurried back in sight, masked as it heated through, its very heart was white. Took a howl from the west, and it roared with night might, gathered up dried grasses to blacken up moment's bite. As onward leaping over flames full of orange light, clouding the afternoon sky, as living are taking to flight in.
That's the end.
Dang, this is the fire in Australia right here. This looks like fire in Australia to me. This is looking over and over. Gathered up dried grasses, blackened in a moment's bite. Straight toward the flank. Flank's another Australian word. I must say you wrote this.
You're thinking that it's me. What?
It's well balanced like you like to write. It's got some Australian words in there, and it's the fire's out there just about right on this. I'd say you wrote it.
Okie doke, and I can't do anything to convince you otherwise. Of course, I can't get you to go to bed because you were dead to be a guest.
Maybe buy me a beer or something.
I can't convince you otherwise.
No, that's typically what I meant.
I got
foggy brain, but that's what I wanted to
do. Let us then go to the videotape, and the answer is...
Very well balanced. You like right balanced, and you like to, yeah, that word
fairly classic type of AC, right?
You got me.
Yeah. Fairly classic type of AC, right? That one.
Very good poem too. Very good poem.
But nice. Your balance is a good word for it. It's got nice balance. I think that would be my description of it. I think sits on the page well. So,
well done, Wayne.
I have now.
Thank you.
Sorry, Deb? Or was that Lady A?
No, that was me.
Yes, yes. So there we go. We now have the new board up. There's two O's, there's two X's, and there's two misses. So Lady A, we're in your hands. You can either have poem number 2 or number 8 or number 9.
I think I'm going to take number 9, please.
Number 9 it is.
Very good.
So let me go to the videotape. Oh, it's only a small one. Okay. It's only small. Bloody hell. So let me go and put that up on the videotape here, and so that you've got it in front of you, and it should be there now. It's just one stanza, and when you see it, if you could read it for us, please.
Okay. My love is like to ice and I to fire. How comes it then that this, her cold so great, is not dissolved through my so hot desire? But harder grows the more I her entreat. Or how comes it that my exceeding heat is not allied by her heart frozen cold, but that I burn much more in boiling sweat and feel my flames augmented manifold? Wow. I love that.
Isn't that neat?
My love is like to ice and I to fire. How comes it then that this is so great? Well, a very old English.
Yes. I agree with you.
I'm leaning. I'm leaning towards somebody else, but I haven't said that yet. Like, it's not etched in stone.
No, I understand. No, you haven't said that yet. No, you're still considering your position, Lady A. I understand.
Well, I quite love this, too. It's very dark, and it's very melancholy. It's like to ice and I to fire. It's how comes. I find that very interesting, and that's said twice in here. That I burn much more in boiling sweat. You know what? Do I do that? I'm gonna really go out on a limb and say it's Poe.
You're gonna say it's Poe, Lydia. Okay. And I can't convince you to say it. It might be somebody else. It might even be me.
I don't think it's you, unless you really, really, really fooled me with the old speak. It could very well be somebody else, but there's some kind of an eerie darkness about this.
Yeah.
My hot desire, but harder grows the more I her entreat. He's really trying hard to get this woman to, and it's not working. I'm gonna say Paul. Oh, I'm probably
okay.
Wrong, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
We've locked it in, Lydia. We've said it's Poe. We're gonna go to the videotape, and the answer is
shit.
Goddamn.
Sorry.
Goddamn.
10 syllables per line.
We're tied for spaces.
It's not.
Well, it says scared me.
It's many things, but it's not Poe. Nice bit of writing, though. I like the writing. Like yourself.
Beautiful, yeah.
Very fun. Very neat, right?
Ten syllables per line. Is somebody trying to be Shakespeare?
Well, I can't say. Well, at this point, because, you know, I could be tricking.
You could be.
I have written like Robbie Bones before, for example. You know, it could be me, so I'm not going to give the game away at this point. Now, it's me. Okay. It's looking more and more like a draw, but we're in your hands, Wayne. You can either go for number two or you can go for square number eight.
I think I go with eight.
Okay. Eight it is. And, okay, I'll put this up on the board. It's got three stanzas when you see it.
Three stanzas.
One. So, it starts with now in the following.
Okay, now in the falling of the gloom, the red fire plants the empty room, and warmly on the roof he looks and flickers on the back of books. Armies march by tower and spire of cities blazing in the fire, till as I gaze with staring eyes, the armies fall, the lustrous dies. Then once again the glow returns, again the phantom city burns, and down the red hot light low, the phantom armies marching go. Wonderful poem. Wonderful poem.
Fun poem.
So if somebody knew what they're doing, they wrote this.
For the third O on the board,
so well balanced. It's so well balanced, but it's not you. So I'm going to say somebody else.
Okie dokie. You're going to say it's somebody else, Wayne. Yes?
Some famous person.
And I can't convince you that it's me or Poe?
No, I'm going to have to scope my heart on this one.
No? Okay, all right. Well, let's go to the videotape then. And the answer is... Yeah. It definitely is somebody else. Definitely somebody else. And you don't want to have a guess.
Was that number eight?
Yep. You don't want to have a guess as to who that somebody else might be.
Somebody famous. Like Deborah
Somebody
Lee.
Famous. Somebody famous, like Deborah Lee, yes. Well, that's an option, of course. But no, it wasn't Deb. Lady A, do you have a guess as to who this might have been?
Great poem.
How could you read that one? It's so sweet.
I'm going to say that it's Keats.
It's not Keats. It's not Keats. Good guess, though. It's Robert Louis Stevenson, actually.
Right. It's a style. Yep.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
Okay.
So, Lady A, you can have any poem you like, as long as it's number two.
As long as it's number two.
Yeah.
See, didn't I get number two
is
already?
That's the only one left.
No,
it's the only one left. Poem number two is the only one we haven't done.
Okay, well, I'm marking them wrong then. You did. Okay, just let me go through this because I'm trying to keep track here. So Wayne got number four. And
Wayne did number four.
And number seven was
number
the last.
Number eight was the last one.
And he got number seven.
Yes, he did. So he got 4, 7, and 8. And you got number 5 and number 6.
Okay, so number 2. Number 2, please.
There you go. Number 2 it is. And that is up on the board.
Well, Wayne, you had someone else for that last one, right?
Yes. No, buddy, we've got 4 stances.
Okay. An old paper wrapper that's dry to catch a light by winds joined by a vile hot stick of red ash is a discarded cigarette butt. Nearby, a solitary electricity pole left listing taped up over and again, when all sparks trail off onto ground, follow my progress in smoky trails. I am deeply sealed below those the fragile first curling wisps. Right below, I'm in a dance with the embers. Uh-huh. Ode to smoky cigarette. Okay.
Yes. That's a good way to put it, actually. I'm not sure what title of the poem is, but it's an ode to a smoking cigarette, exactly. Yes.
This is really, really does not sound like you at all, even if you tried to. I'll be so surprised and kick my butt if it is, but I'm going to say, let me see. I'm going to say. Somebody else.
You want to say somebody else, buddy? I can't convince you that it's me.
Well, can I ask
Ed perhaps
to help me in this?
No, you can't because you've already asked, Lady A. Unusually for you, you've already asked.
Okay.
You only get one.
Okay. I see. Okay. Okay, just, okay. I'm going to say somebody else.
Okie doke. Well, let's lock that in. And let's go to the videotape. And the answer is...
Oh, my goodness.
Says he.
Wow.
Ha-ha.
Wayne.
Somebody else. It's amazing. Not somebody else. It could be, I don't know who it could be, but it's not.
A little trickster.
Not
it really was.
Else.
So, there you go. Says he.
Gotta watch these little slick poets.
So,
wow.
Wayne.
Yes,
Wayne,
I'm gonna go for it. One for the victory. One for the victory.
You are. You're going to go for one for the victory. So let me just put the board up so everybody sees where we are. Upload, add an image, data library, albums. Look. Without album, that'd help. And just getting everything so that people can see where we're up to. One. So you're going to go back now to poem number 1. Yes, is that right?
Yes, sir.
For the win. So let us go to poem number 1. And this was.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah. No, I'm going to put it up on the board now. And this was Lady A's guess. And Lady A guessed.
Oh, don't tell us.
Not to
tell us the other one was.
No. No, Lady A. I tell everybody what the people have done. I mean, you know.
No, that makes it easy.
That's only fair. That's only fair. So we could go back on the videotape, but what actually this one was about was that Lady A said that this was me.
Right. And it only was, and it couldn't
and
be you because it's the
I've now
couldn't
put
be you because it's that was the one that I said the second line says cool north lands from the north. It's very high, apparently it's very extremely high in Australia. So I knew it couldn't be you. So it had to be somebody else.
So she guessed that it was me, and so
mm-hmm.
you're guessing for the win,
somebody else.
Wayne,
right.
that
right.
it is somebody else.
Yes.
And the answer to this is, it is indeed somebody else,
and that means one to zero. That
you have
I
come out victorious.
I bow to you, Wayne. You are the ultimate champion. So very good.
I'm still undefeated, but I may have to retire.
Excellent.
I'm very impressed, Wayne, very impressed that you have come
Me
through
too.
And won again. Once again, you have exceeded all reasonable expectations and have indeed
he did the truth,
won
the truth.
The game and done it in great style. So very, very well done. I'm just going to put the final board up now so everybody can see it. And see the what a fine victory it
I think
was.
I think I got AP figured out. I've been inside your brain for so long.
Impressive.
I got to figure it out.
No, impressive work, Wayne. And look, Lady A, you did do some wonderful guesses. So, and you had a great start. You looked like you were rushing away with it to start with, but unfortunately, Wayne's come through on the day, Lady A. So very well done, very well played. today is
good game, Lady A.
Today is the day of Wayne. So let me
I'll be damn.
Copy.
All I can say is I'll be damned. I'll be damned.
Poems. Let me copy all of the poems on so you can see who actually all the poems poets were. And Lady A, the one the poet. In number 9 that you were looking for was one of the older poets that we've had on the show. The poem number 9 was by Edmund Spenser. And Edmund Spenser was an English poet who died in 1599.
I was going to say, I never was.
From
yes. wow.
1552 to 1599, this poem was written in the 1570s, that stanza from that poem. So that's a wonderful piece of writing, a beautiful old piece. So poem number 3 was Dreamland, or part of Dreamland, by Edgar Allan Poe. We had number 4 was Ava's piece, Couple of Mine, Robbie Louis Stevenson, Edmund Spenser, and Emily Pauline Johnson, Fireflower.
You brought the big boys out. The big boys out tonight.
So we bought some interesting pieces today, and I've got a really nice set of poems. So my thanks to Deb. Yeah, my thanks to Deb.
Great,
well done.
Great job, AP.
Clever.
Thank you, Lady A.
No, thank you.
Thank
you, Lady
Wayne. Look on the board.
You,
I put your championship up there.
Oh, look at the trophy.
So,
where am I going to put that?
Very, very, very well done to Lady A. Very, very well done and impressive win to Wayne. And and we will see you in a couple of weeks, Deb, for the next installment of
Yay!
Until then, out we go with Ice House. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Great job.
Congrats.
Okay.
Great show.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Night.
maybe next couple of weeks. Nick Maxpo, until then, see you tomorrow night for Orange, the non-rhyme show. Talk everybody soon. Cheers.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Deb.